No. I want to give an overview of Rabbi Avram Abitochon. I begin. Because next week we have going to Shabbaton, so not sure what the schedule is. We'll be able to leave if we have a thought about. The Tochen is based on one basic yisod. Rambam spells that out very clearly and very precisely in Moreh Nevuchim. And Rabbi Avram here is just a much more detailed expansion of everything the Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim. There are two approaches to understand the world. One is the Rambam talks as the one of Aristotle. That's the way people view the world today. We live in a very scientific world. People are very impressed with science. And everything science says, that's chok v'lo yavo. It's the way it is. Okay. Science changes all the time. And what is absolute scientific truth today? I absolutely guarantee you in 50 years, they'll look at it and say primitive. Just like today they look at what they said 50 years ago as primitive, and they looked at what they said 50 years before that as primitive. There's no reason to assume that 50 years from now, they're not going to say that everything is primitive. But people get very tied up with, they think we've finally hit the top now. Science believes everything is based on absolute causation. And in that absolute causation, there's no room for any deviation. And because there's no room for any deviation, there's no room for actual hashgacha pratis, that Kodesh Baruch Hu managing the world. Everything that happens in this world is fixed according to exact laws, and there's no room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interference. And obviously, if there's no room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interference, all schar v'onesh has to be olam haba, and there's no real purpose to tefillah either. The very fact that we have tefillah says we HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs and manages it. That's one extreme. Everything what happens to me is just chance. Other extreme. And there are things in between. Combinations. Anything and everything that happens to me is a direct result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's making it happen to me. And there's nothing ever that happens to me that is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's willful rotzon. Rambam fighting Aristotle says, as Aristotle believed that there's some, what he called the prime mover, some force out there that's making everything happen, that's driving the machine. But it's intelligent without a will. We believe it's intelligent with a will. That's number one. Number two, Rambam writes, anything that and everything that happens to a yochid and its sibor is a direct result of schar v'onesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, if he's causing anything and everything that happens to need to happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that randomly. There's a cheshbon. So what's the cheshbon? Schar v'onesh. And schar v'onesh, what I think may be an onesh, maybe a schar, what I think may be a schar, maybe an onesh. I always give the example. If you take a look what happens to all the people when the hundreds of millions in the various lotteries, usually their lives get destroyed. Of course, that doesn't prevent the next person from trying to win that few hundred million. But the number of suicides, bankruptcies, divorces, all the catastrophes. So what is a tov at one point may turn out to be a ra. What's a ra? May turn out to be a tov. But anything and everything that happens to me is being managed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, integrated into Schar V'Onesh. Now, that does not mean that I don't have to function in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects me to function. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Hashem b'chochma yosar aretz, with tremendous chochma, and with regular patterns built in a lot of chachma, where everything that all the scientific world is trying to understand is the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he runs the world and what forces he uses in this world. But there's a pyramid. These are all tools in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. So if you were a nail and saw a hammer coming down on you, you may think it's the hammer that's being pushing you into the piece of wood. It happens to be the human being in back of it. It's hitting the hammer. Well, the nail might not be aware. Okay. We're not allowed to rely on Nisan. Almost never. What does that mean? And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a specific purpose, will do a Nis. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to run according to certain rules and will always run the world according to certain rules. However, at certain times, for certain purposes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a different mechanism for running the world. And he runs the world with a different mechanism. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision. One kind of person rely on a nes. Two criteria. A, when he's a Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has communicated with him, he can rely on a nes. When Moshe Rabbeinu was standing there at Yam Suf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had him communicating what to do. What does he say? Walk into Yam Suf. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's statement to him, that yes, there'll be a nes Kriyas Yam Suf. Now you can rely on it because I told you I'm going to do a nes and you can rely on it. Avraham Avinu and Sarah could not have children. She was physically incapable of having a child. And when Avraham Avinu said, it's not going to happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're too much into causation. I'm lifting you up above causation. Now, that's not always easy. Because that means to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's capacity of doing that in spite of all the facts to the opposite. Chai Yisrael, walk into Yam Suf, but I tell you it's not going to split until you go up to your nose. What is that? Look at the situation. It makes no sense except believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's A, ability to do it, and B, that communication is absolutely emes. That's why Nachshon Ben Yonadav was zoch and everything he was, because he just walked straight in onto Ad Shabayim Bo Mayim Anosh. That's one group. And he goes through all sorts of examples in Tanakh. However, a person is not allowed to presume that he's on the Madrega, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to change the system just for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to run according to a certain system. And that system is all the rules of nature, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow knows how to manage to get the end result. And that's what it says. And that is, but he expects us to understand that success or our failure is totally within his hands. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to lead a healthy life. I can't say I'm going to eat all the wrong things, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be healthy, I'll be healthy anyway. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that runs according to certain rules. That you eat healthy things, you'll be healthy, and if you eat unhealthy things, you'll be unhealthy. And who are you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you healthy even though you violate his rules. That's a gaiva. And for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes you. Same thing as before. As much as medical science knows everything, and they, who knows how many times, they realize they know very little. And it's true about all aspects of natural causation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages it down to the finest point. And Rambam writes in Maror Nevuchim, don't think it's only the big things. Every detail of anything that happens, Ram says, if I'm walking by a thorn bush, and somehow, while I'm walking, inadvertently, a thorn pricks me and causes me a mash, small little pain, that means in the Cheshbon Schar V'Onesh, I'm supposed to get that pain. It's a little pain. It depends what I did that I deserve the little pain. And if I get a little bit of hana, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. Anything and everything, down to the finest detail that happens to me, is managed on hands by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, integrated with Schar V'Onesh. He expects us to work within the system, but put ourselves in our hands. And that's why a person goes into a business deal. Will it be good or will it be bad? You say, and he can use all his great business genius. But what difference does it make? A person does it with a belief. My success depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not. Very, very simple. Come to a business deal. You have to ask yourself. Mutar asa. If I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, the success of that business is in his hands, it would be absurd for me to say, okay, for me to be successful, I just have to deviate a little here, do this also. What do you mean? Also? If it's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, what do you think? Doing something else is going to make it easier for you to succeed? It takes a lot of emunah. It takes a lot of emunah to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you and doing everything. And that is why emunah and bitachon are things that reflect the depth of which a person feels, I am totally within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. And that's the mitzvah bitachon. Working and developing that feeling that anything and everything I do, I'm in his hands. When we daven in the morning, what are we davening for? Refa'inu Hashem v'nei rafe. If I believe medical science is perfect and everything is scientifically determined and there's nothing outside of the physical world that can all influence whether I will be healthy or well, this person will have a reform or not. For any Hashem and Erofe is a stupid tefillah. It's irrelevant. What do you mean? It depends. If it's the right medication, it's this. But if we believe in Echonam, I have to take the medication, I have to go to the doctor, I have to do what I'm supposed to do, but it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Then we say, I've done my chelek, I'm putting myself in your hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me a refuah. Whole different mentality. And that is this. This. Then he says, he shomer eifel. Be careful. Shlomo Melech, he says, told people about being lazy. The angel of Shlomo b'shevach ha'avoda b'gnus ha'batola m'chayvim ha'hismakus n'yonei olam alzeh. And the fact that Shlomo Melech said that being lazy is a bad thing and you have to work doesn't mean that you give yourself totally over into Inyan Olam Hazeh. He says, "Al Tigal Ha'ashe." But he says, "Tov Ma'at Begiras Hashem Eod Sarov Achom." Mash. He says, "I'm not allowed to feel. I'm like Dora Midbar. Hashem Baruch Hu gives me the morn right at my doorstep." No. I have to act normally. Without absurd and selling yourself to it in an absurd way. And know inside of you. And realize that my main purpose in this world is Torah Mitzvahs. Yofi Talmud Torah Derech Eretz. Yes. Shegiya Shneya Mashkacha Sava. This is Ein Kemach Ein Torah. I have to pay your bills. It doesn't mean you have to feel that it's so in your hands that every extra second you do something extra. Our main Torah Ein Kemach. He says, person has to feel I'm in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. He shomer eifo. It says the Bal Tishka Roshcha V'Rupcha B'Sibus V'Avodas HaParnos. Don't be mentally preoccupied totally with feeling I'm in control and I have to mentally make sure this deal goes through. Pentia Kol Sam Rishoyim O Hakol From Sheinim Bolchem Hashem Yisrael. The moment you develop that mentality, you're not depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're depending on all the normal causations. Re'ya Tzebitochon Kem B'chayvo Solis Mecholav. To rely on him, Tok De Isuk B'Monos HaRegila. While you're doing normal Heshtadlis. Okay. He says, now that's not easy. Yiftiach Hashem Yisrael Yisrael Chosid Yofa Aleihem Hashgachoso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Losid Lovo that his Hashgach will be more clearly felt. Yichazik Es Bitchonobo. And when we feel it more closely, our Bitochen in it will strengthen. Yivatel Es Bitchono Milbalov. And now, until that happens, it's a greater and more difficult avod. Okay. And then... but then he has something else. He goes through in great detail. It's a very good thing for a person to go through in detail his chelek and bitochen. And people have all sorts of theories what the Rambam was and what he said. And see how the son explains who his father was and his father believed. It's very interesting. Now he goes to one final thing. And that is a whole different dimension. And that is a major thing the Rambam says. In Maravuchim. First of all, There are two areas to be taken. Two areas to ishtagas. Getting a Torah benefit, getting a material benefit. Habolatayim asayinos. What did the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised? And here, there's a very big difference. That when it comes to my success in the Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he expects me to put in maximum hishtakas. Maximum hishtakas. Why? Very simple. On the one hand, it says, Abolatai Masayinos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can I help me? But he's going to help me because that's really deeply what I want. However, Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Meir Shemayim. Everything except my Yir Shemayim. But the more I work at it, the more he helps me to get there. B'tach B'Hashem V'aseh Tov, says Ramban. After B'tach B'Hashem, when it comes to my religious success, I say to have to work my hand off and make sure it happens. Shchom Baaretz, but when I live in the world, Rei Emuna, it doesn't demand of me that intense hishtatus. And that is the next thing. Then finally, he has Ramses. The more what brings bracha to this world is our connection to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we connect with him, the means for Hashgacha Pratis is the connection we develop with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the deeper, more complete is our preoccupation with it, the more bracha that we have. In every different dimension, there's a medrash. Medrash said that after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Yirmiyahu HaNavi was sitting next to the Chorban Habayis and crying. And a Greek philosopher passed by and says, "You're such a smart man. You're such a wise man. You told me taught me such wisdom, and you're crying on Eitz and Vavonim." And Yo, I know the answer. Where do you think I got all that wisdom from these eights involved? What's Yemio Anovi saying? Yo, I know he's saying, listen, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, that's Kayim, we intensify our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings bracha in every different thing, in Parnosa, inner wisdom, whatever. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, so our ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes much more difficult. And therefore, our wisdom of the Torah is so much less. That's why I'm crying. That applies to every aspect of life. And Rabbi Avram says, Aloch Lodas, Shem Gedolot Sikotsam Shal Odom, Betovim Maisrof. That if we osak bavoso yisalim nesrach and kotov zulosu nespatsrubo and yiras Hashem bavoso achesorak orolo vchoshbrik bavoso elu vgodu hashkoso. The more I focus on my own connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I begin to see and feel His hashgacha pratis, then I move myself to a different madrega. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kulo tov. Connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings tov. What brings perceived ra, richuk by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it says, what happened in Parshas Chukas? We had the Nechash and the Choshes. And all of these horrible snakes came. All these serpents, reptiles came, and they were biting people and they were dying. Very dangerous. So, Moshe Rabbeinu put up a Nechash Nechoshes. What was his nachash called? So the Mishnah says, V'chinochosh meimis v'nochosh machaya. Nochosh brought. How does he give life or death? It's just a copper. Machoshes. It's copper. Serpent. Ela calls man shisra mestaplin kavli mala. When they lifted their eyes up, it demanded of a person to look up and realize I'm putting myself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. So what does the pasuk says? Torah says, and we are now putting ourselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. And so what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? In order for them to see it clearly, he did an amazing thing. He didn't say, okay, I'm taking the choshem away. No. I'm leaving the choshem there, they'll bite you and nothing's going to happen. So you'll see that the nechosh has no independent power. That's what you call nechosh v'chai. He lived. That means you thought that what is your tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That these nechoshim are very dangerous, and they're killing up people, and we have to get rid of these nechoshim. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, that's not the issue. The issue is put yourself in Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands, and nothing's going to happen. Vaydabahom. Velkim Moshe, long will his son of Mitzrayim. So they had the Nechoshim Asrafim. Vayov Omer Moshe, Yidbar, no, Chotom. For Yosem Elenus HaNochosh, get rid of these Nechoshim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want them. That would have sent the wrong message. So what did he do? Vayom Meikin. And the Mishnah Rashar says it means I want you to have something that's going to force you to look up and realize how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And he'll live. And that's what happened. Had he just gotten rid of the Nechoshim, he wouldn't have reinforced that idea. Connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings bracha and keeps away mazik. And there's a story of Chanina ben Dosa. The mice is like this, similar mice. Mice mokum echot shayu al chavavar, a certain reptile that caused people damage, used to bite people. Okay. They went to Chanina ben Dosa. Chanina ben Dosa says, no problem. He went and show me where the hole this comes out from. We burrowed a hole somewhere. He put his heel on the hole. This animal came out, bit Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and died on the spot. And he brought it, he put it on his shoulder, he brought it to the base medrash. The Ubanai, Shein Chavav or Memis, this animal didn't cause death. El Chet Husha Memis. Too bad for the person who bumped into this chavavar, and too bad for the chavavar who bumped into Chanina ben Dosa. What did Chazal want to take? That Chanina ben Dosa was a man. The old Sidkus is unbelievable. He felt in a most deep sense his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ran the world. Therefore, he, because of that deep sense of connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu he had, he was confident that he could not be damaged. But it's only someone on that madrig. If anyone in this room did that, it wouldn't work. He says, "Anisim and niflos halolo." These things ain't odem yochel hashlich yavo aleim min roila. None of us can depend on it. These are certain unique individuals, but the reason we have these hocus pocus stories is that we understand, even on our level, everything depends on Chava Onish and the degree of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vafilu novi kolchke mishena novi. Also lahamer atzma sakana b'li hechlech goma. Not allowed to do that. Ein reshus la'odom hashomer asatoru karoy l'hap v'glev yom. That time going in an ocean travel was very dangerous. And going in the sea, shemeim avaluchem or linsobem at baro shem b'chatzkatzona. Well, I need for parnasin. No, person's not allowed to depend on nisim, and that's dangerous things. But at each point, he has to understand and focus where his success comes from, where his failure comes from. And he's in HaKadosh Baruch's hand. And the higher degree of connection to HaKadosh Baruch brings the higher degree of Baruch. Now, the general cloud is very, very clear. Emor Nevuchim, after he finishes the scribe, says, if a person mind would focus totally for any small amount of period on fully being part in Od Milvado, there's no other koch in this world beside HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To that degree, his mind would be 100% focused on it without any distraction, deviation, nothing bad could happen to him. And therefore, he says, if a person is in a specific Mokum Sakana, he should focus for small amount of time that he needs, that he's capable of, you know, Mavada, and try to preoccupy yourself with 100%. Rambam was not someone who easily gave off skulos, but here, at that point, if a person's mind would be preoccupied by it, so nothing could happen to him. And this special school of the Rambam, Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim talks about it. And I know different people, I know at different times, have been able to use it with very, very great success. It requires building yourself up to a certain madrega, and during that period, total focus. Rambam says most of us, even in the highest madrega, can focus on that for a certain amount of time. Then you have to be busy doing other things and we lose that focus. This is four people in the history of the world could function totally within this world, at the same time have total focus on the fact that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without emptying their minds of that. And that is the Ovid, three of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and Moshe Rabbeinu. The rest of us have to work in a certain direction and be willing to accept that anything and everything that happens to us in this world is because of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in response to our Tzchav Onish, because he runs anything and everything. And this concludes the section here. And Mitzvah Hashem, next year we'll have we'll pick up on some other sefer we'll go through.